What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show in front of the show, Coach Joe Golden, UTEP Miners, out of Commerce USA. Coach, good to see you again, Coach Joe. How's life up there in Bowling Green right now, man?
And it's going good. The weather's nice. And obviously, we got in late last night and got a full day ahead today. A lot of film work, practice tonight, and then get going tomorrow night against a really good Western Kentucky team.
And Coach Joe, you have a big year so far, 20 games in, 15-5 on the year, 10-2 at home, 5-2 in conference play, man. So talk about it, Coach Joe. What's been the key to your team since this year and having your guys buy in and what you all are doing out there, man? You tell.
Yeah, it's been a great year. I've really enjoyed coaching this team. You know, we have a bunch of guys back from last year, which is, you know, not the case every year. So I think that's been a big plus for us. The guys understand, you know, what UTEP basketball is about. They understand each other, our culture. We don't spend a lot of time talking about our culture with this team. They know it, right? If you're around us each and every day, it's pretty easy to identify what our culture is. So it's been fun to coach. As far as the basketball side, you know, I think we've again, brought a bunch of guys back, but then we've added some pieces to us. Obviously, we struggled last year at the three-point line. We couldn't make shots. And adding Barnes and Bynum this year has definitely helped with that.
No doubt, Coach Joe. You shoot them 30% for three now this year. 30% for three. Field goal percentage is pretty good. 2-point field goal overall. So talk about the point to have that spacing, to have make the defense extend out on you, open up those driver lanes, those slots, so you can cause some conflict, dribble drive, kick out, get better shots because of the spacing on the floor that you all have.
Yeah, the game's definitely changed, right? You see it every day in the NBA. Obviously, it's come down to our level now. You just got to be able to shoot the basketball. You know, the three-point line is so important. And then, obviously, the spacing that you talked about. So, as long as I continue to coach, we will always have shooters now, right? The last 2 years, we didn't have any. And it makes you look a lot better as a coach when you can have guys that can make shots. And we've definitely done that. You know, our returners shooting the ball better. Our guys that came back, Otis Frazier, Corey Camper, David Terrell, Trey, Baylor Hebb, those guys are shooting it better. But Bynum and Barnes have obviously definitely helped with that.
And Coach Joe, let's talk about the summertime work, man. We getting that drill work with assistant coaches, the manager getting those extra shots up. Keep shooting that basketball because you only get better through repetitions and getting those guys to get feel more confident in their strokes, correct errors with their shots, and get them to make those shots that you want to make. Now, how important is that summer skill work is to get better for time like right now in January, February, as it gets that's tight now in your conference?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, we talk a lot in our program October to March is about UTEP, right? It's all about our team and how we can win basketball games. March to October and really April to October is all about individual development, right? So we spend a lot of time in April to October with our players, individual development, working on their game, things that they can do better, things that they can improve on. Obviously, coming off last year, shooting was, a big negative for us. We just couldn't shoot the basketball. And so we spent a lot of time on it. You know, you've been around with JP a long time, man. You know, it starts with the defensive end with us and a toughness on the defensive end. We usually spend a lot of time in the summer.
Oh. Yeah, well, you back, Coach. Yeah, you good, Coach.
Yeah. That's kind of like the season, man. Ups and downs, man, huh?
Yeah. Hey, it's all good, Coach. We fighting through it, though. We good.
Fight through the adversity. We'll be better on the other side, man.
Now, officially, what you said about the defense, how you said defensive end is something that we've always talked about over the years, have you on the show, man, and how it's been key to what you all do.
Yeah, you know, again, we spent a lot of time in the summer on our defensive stuff, but this year we didn't. We had a lot of guys back that understood what we were defensively, and we had to get better on the offensive end. So we spent a lot of time this summer on individual development, and then a lot of time this summer just implementing some different things offensively, and I think it's really helped us.
And Coach Joe, man, this man, with how the game has changed defensively, how has it changed the way you scheme up now? Because the game is spreading out more and more and more with the space. And so you can't really pack the paint like you used to when you and I played. So talk about how has the game offensively changed, defensively, how schemes have changed for the ball screen coverages now.
Yeah, the schemes have definitely changed. The ball screen coverage, the short rolls, where do you tag from? All that's complicated now because of the skill level of players and obviously the spacing that good players have on the floor. So it's become more difficult to defend. And then the rule changes, right? There's been a lot of rule changes in college basketball. They definitely made it now a more offensive game. They want more points. 6 years ago, we led the country in charges, right? We love to get people to get the ball to the rim, and we would take charges, and we believed in that. And now it's almost impossible to take a charge, right? Now you got to have better rim protection. You have to have better wall ups at the rim. And so we've had to make some adjustments to what we've done defensively. And then obviously sometimes, we're extremely aggressive. We like to get up high in passing lanes and aggressive on the ball. And with the spacing today, there is times where we do get exposed with that.
And Coach Joe, you know, you had a big win over Kennesaw State right here in my own backyard at Trail Place. Talk about just, getting a new streak going here. And then, beating those a tough team by Coach Petway at Trail Place. Then coming on this Tennessee trip and Kentucky trip here. So talk about just how quick get that home win for you. Come on, this two-game business trip out here with WKU and MTSU.
Yeah, the one thing our team's been good about all year, man, is we've been resilient. We've yet to lose two games in a row, right? We've bounced back. A lot of credit to our locker room, a lot of credit to our culture in that. Obviously, lost a tough game against Jacksonville State. It came down the last 3 minutes. Got to give them credit. They hit some big shots, and they're playing really good basketball. And then you turn around, you got to play Kennesaw State. And I'm telling you what, Coach Pettaway is doing a terrific job. I've gotten to know him over the last couple of years being in our league. Obviously, this is the first year, but he was at our conference meetings 2 years ago. Great coach, great person. They play an exciting style of basketball. They're obviously extremely difficult to defend. They've got really, really good guards. They got some really good young players that are not playing like freshmen. You know, and we caught them when they had a three-game winning streak. They had just beat New Mexico State in Las Cruces. And it was a heck of a game, man. It was one of our better games all year as far as both teams just going back and forth at each other. We just happened to make the last shot, and they happened to miss it, right? And so, again, a great college basketball game and a ton of respect for what he's doing there.
And, Coach Joe, you and your team have been playing a lot of close games this year and coming out on the right end, you know, those things. Talk about that, getting experience, live experience against that. You can drill and practice all you want to, 4 minutes, 6 minute drills, fours like that. But having live action with no other opponents trying to beat your head in with referees, getting experience and winning those games, how important that is come February and March as things, games become more important day by day.
Yeah, you know, we don't, you know, this league is extremely difficult this year. It's as good as it's ever been. And we talk to our guys every night that it's going to come down the last 4 or 5 minutes, right? Every team in league, there's just so much parity. There's great players. There's great coaches. I think what makes our league special this year is there's so many players back from last year. A lot of teams have guys back. There's a lot of veteran players in our league. And then it's really, really hard to win on the road. You know, it's just really tough venues, tough home court advantages. And so you got to be able to execute late, right? You got to be able to make shots and get stops late. Again, having a veteran team for us helps with that. We've been in a lot of moments like that. You know, I don't think it gets too big in those last 4 or 5 minutes. Our guys understand it comes down to possession games, and you got to win in the possession, right? Whether that's on the offensive, defensive end. And we've been fortunate to win more than we've lost this year in the last 4 or 5 minutes.
And, Coach Joe, also, man, your non-conference schedule has been really good for you all. It was tough, competitive, variety of different opponents, different styles of play. And talk about how that's helped you get off since 5-2 started conference. You're going to say playing on tough opponents in the non-league to get you ready for this.
Yeah, I thought our non-conference was terrific this year. I thought we played a lot of good teams. To your point, I thought there was a lot of different styles of basketball that we played. You know, we got challenged in non-conference play, and I think that was good for us, really good for us. And so, obviously, you know, again, it gets you ready for our league. You know, our league, again, is really good. We talked about all the veteran players that are back and the great coaching that's in our league, but just the different styles of play, right, that you see each and every night. You know, and we play Thursday, Saturday, so there's quick turnarounds with the completely different styles, and it's hard to prepare for. So, you know, it definitely helps you with a good non-conference schedule and again, seeing variety and different styles of basketball.
And, Coach, I want to ask you a question too, man. Like, how do you structure your weeks knowing you have a big opponent on Thursday, then another one right there on Saturday? So do you kind of work in stuff for each opponent during the Wednesday practice, or you kind of just do Monday, Tuesday? It's about you guys. You kind of always worry about it on Friday. So how do you kind of deal with that?
That's a great question. You know, we're kind of consistent, but we do change, right, week to week, you know, kind of depending on where we're at as a team and what's in front of us. But we've been pretty consistent with Mondays, worried about UTEP, right? Mondays are UTEP day, and we try to watch tape from the previous week and try to work on things that we can get better at as a team and focus on ourselves. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, we turn the page to our opponent on Thursday. So Tuesday, Wednesday is a hard prep day for obviously the opponent that we're playing on Thursday. And then Friday's a quick turnaround, right? Friday's a lot of film work. And then Friday night, this is obviously really, really important to work on a few things that you think can help you in the game on Saturday. But Saturday's games, really, to be honest with you, JP, come down to trusting who you are, in my opinion, right? There's not a lot of time to, you know, with a quick turnaround, there's not a lot of time to prep. You got to really trust who you are. You got to watch a lot of film, and you got to be able to execute who you are.
No doubt, Coach Joe. And also, man, you're doing a good job this too, man. Limiting turnovers, man. I know you hate turnovers, especially those live ball ones. Talk about how important that ball is, because it's my dad's always telling me, Coach Joe, when he was coaching ball himself, you have the program in your hands, you have the ball in your hands. So talk about how your team's value at basketball.
I might use that with our guys this afternoon. That's a great way of saying it, man. But, you know, that's been a frustration of mine the last 2 years. We've turned the ball over, right? And we turn people over. We've led the country, I think, the last couple of years in turnovers forced. And I think we're number one this year in turnovers forced. But we were giving the ball right back, right? And so we weren't still in enough possessions from teams. This year, we've done a lot better job of valuing the basketball, It's been a huge part of our success. Our ball security has gotten much better. And so, you know, it's allowed us to steal possessions, man. We've been plus 10, plus 11, plus 12 in games. We had a game this year where we turned the ball over three times and turned an opponent over, I think it was 22 times. So, you know, ball security is key for us, especially the way we play defensively.
And last one for you, Coach. Your brother Green, you got Hank Plowman's his guys tomorrow. Hank's a good buddy of mine. So talk about what you said on film from WKU and the job he's doing so far this year. You're one taking over that program.
Yeah, I think Hank's doing a great job. You know, I think Hank's a heck of a coach. It's obviously what he did at Indian Hills. And then last year with Coach Lutz, what they were able to do. They bring a lot of guys back from last year. Both of us are very familiar with each other. We played three times last year, and we also – the last one was for the NCAA tournament, right? And so I think each one of us know each other pretty well. I think Hank has done a great job adjusting this year through some adversity. They've had some injuries to some key players throughout the year, and it's difficult as a coach to keep your team going. But I think he's done that, and I think they're playing their best basketball right now. I thought their swing to Law Tech and Sam, they really played good basketball. I thought they played really good in the middle game at middle. So I think they're starting to figure out who their team is right now, who they have. They have a comfort level with that, and they can really score the basketball, JP. They have weapons all over the floor that can really score.
It's good.
Is he back?
We fight through it, Coach. It's all good, man.
Hey, that's athletics and adversity, man. It's life.
Hey, Coach, you did a heck of a job, Coach, fighting through it, man. And, Coach, I look forward to seeing you Friday at the hotel, man. I know you're sorry since this is late point, so I got to see you while you're in town, man. So I'll be cheering for you as always, buddy. You also have it in the show, man. Hopefully we're talking again in March after going to the big dance, man.
Hey, great to see you again, man. As always, look forward to seeing you at the hotel, man. Appreciate the friendship over the years, man.
Same here, Coach. It's always fun, buddy.
All right, man. See you, Bob.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.